When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Talking! Come on, you yellows. Flying high below this Wembley archway sky today.
Welcome to The Original, the Talker United Yellow Army podcast brought to you each week by Guy Henderson and Richard Hughes of the Herald Express and Devon Live. We'll talk you through the latest news from Plainmoor. We'll chat to the people making the news around the club. You can find us in the Talker United channel on the Devon Live website, on Spotify and on iTunes. Welcome to a Yellow Army podcast on a foul day on the English Riviera. We have a yellow warning of rain and it's pouring down outside.
I wonder what you were going to say then.
Pouring.
It is, mate. It's also the other as well.
Yeah. Funnily enough, when we went into Gary Johnson's press conference an hour ago, or however long it was okay.
We'd had a little bit of rain, but it stopped and it was dry.
By the time we came out, it's absolutely torrential.
But he also said that there was terrible conditions on the drive down from Bristol.
Bad day. But it'll be fine. It'll be fine. What could possibly
What have you lost? Oh, yeah, your notebook. Yeah.
So, we have much to discuss, as ever.
Don't we?
A very disappointing defeat on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
A rather more encouraging draw, which was still a little nil-nil at Farnborough. Let's get it into perspective.
Not good enough, yeah.
But in the context of the last dozen games...
Well, I think in the context of the last dozen games, a nil-nil draw is probably not good either, you know.
Maybe not.
In the context of the half dozen games, you wanted a 2-0 win.
But the optimist in you thinks, okay, we've gone and got a point away from home and kept a clean sheet.
The point only meant that we dropped another 2 points further away from the playoffs, because we started the day 5 points away from the playoffs and finished the day 7 points away from the playoffs. So although we went up, bizarrely, we went up a place.
And we've got, I mean, we keep saying that these are must-win games coming around every Saturday, but the must gets bigger, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Bigger type every week.
The win gets smaller,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've just, as you'll hear in the press conference in a few moments, we talk about the 2 points a game for the rest of the season being pretty much the minimum.
And we've not been able to do that, really.
No. We haven't. There is a graph that we do that I've got somewhere on my computer which has a 2 point line and a 1 point line, and we've slumped.
Yeah.
We're closer to the 1 point a game than we were before. Anyway.
Yeah.
Statistics. Let's have a listen to Gary Johnson's press conference, at which he's asked questions by several people. You'll hear him talk about getting players back from injury. You'll hear him talk about the AB game. You'll also hear him talk about the proposed yellow card protest on Saturday, which will be interesting. So without further ado, let's get over to the press conference and we'll be back on the other side of Gary Johnson.
So Gaffer, two games, two very different performances. Never really got going at Braintree, but on Tuesday night at Farnborough we saw a really dogged and a performance where they dug in, just missing the goal.
Yeah, we had two or three good opportunities, as they did of course, and I felt that we defended doggedly and with a bit of passion and a bit of desire, which was good. It was important to get like a nil against, so we changed our shape slightly, and it turned out quite a feisty, battling performance. Both teams were a part of that. So it was, we'd like to have come away with a win. But in the end we've drawn, and it just means that we need to get a couple of wins now and get back on the bike.
Both games saw returns from injury and long-term injuries of Kevin Dawson. Aaron Jarvis started on Tuesday night and Jack Stobbs returned. So good to have them coming into these last 13 games now, and very key and important players.
Yep, And the more they play, the quicker they'll get their proper fitness back. But what you saw was the quality that those players have got, and the experience that those players have got. There was a lot more talking amongst their team. There was a lot more encouragement amongst the team. It's good to get them back. Absolutely, we've been saying that for a long, long time now, and certainly enough games to still put up a fight and get ourselves a chance of those playoffs that we say every week. And I still maintain that, because it's a lot of people will see it as impossible. We don't, the players don't, and we just need a group that you can pick every week, because they're going well every week and no injuries and no suspensions. But Dowsy will keep fighting, keep pushing, and hopefully we can get a couple of wins that will settle things down.
Tuesday night also gave the Yellow Army their first chance to see Ronnie Nelson in action. Looked good, clean sheet on his debut, so all good from his perspective.
Yeah, he played well. Had a couple of half opportunities due to his 6'5" size. I thought the Austin played well as well. He was unlucky not to get his goal. Keeper made a fantastic save. That was nice that the lads now have seen him in the game and can trust him. This is Ronnie, of course. I didn't know about Ronnie before. And happy that... people like Jarves and Stobbsy, like people that are stalwarts from last year's end of the season games, and Dawson now sort of gradually coming back.
Any injury updates? Have we still got a few on the list? Any updates on Ollie and Finlay?
Ollie's probably going to be available. He's just got to tick off a couple of boxes in the next couple of days. And Finn, unfortunately, is injured, and he'll be a few weeks out, unfortunately.
Moving on then to this Saturday, another big game at Playmore, a chance for the Yellow Army to raise it and get behind the boys in what's going to be a very tricky fixture. Aveley crawled back into the playoff places on Tuesday night with a win over Maidstone. So a lot to think about.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the thing that we've got to think about is the performance on the pitch. That's the main thing that we need to concentrate on. And everything else is substantial. That's probably not the right word, but we've got to give a performance on the pitch so that the surround enjoys their experience on the day, and that's what we keep expressing to the boys, that we're an entertainment business, and we've said that a few times, and you've got to go and give what you got, as much as you got, and bring the footballer out in you. We certainly had the passion and desire in the last game, and hopefully we can give that good performance, as in football wise, and we showed some good touches and some good moments in the last game, and we need to do that again, and we need to show our best game.
Do you feel you've turned a bit of a corner with that performance and result at Farnborough?
Well, I don't know. You've got to do more than just a draw to turn everything round. But it's a step in the right direction, as in no goals against. And if you can keep that going and then take your opportunities that come, which we had, then a 1-0 result would be a great result away from home at Farnborough. So it wasn't to be. We had a couple of headers and we had a couple of other situations that could have got us a goal. But it's a start that you've kept them to a few long range shots, and they had a couple of chances that we had enough numbers there. A lot of shots were outside the box that we blocked. Mark come up with a couple of saves that you needed to make. So, yeah, all in all, you know, we were pleased, but it's not something to scream and shout about just yet, because you've got to do both. You've got to keep a clean sheet and you've got to score goals.
You've slipped a little away from the playoff places. I mean, looking at the rest of the season now, are you approaching the stage where you're needing perhaps 2 points from every game, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And that's probably about right, if not more. But you've, you know, while you're there's a lot more teams, and not a lot more, but there's teams below us that still half believe that if they put a run together, they can make it. So everything's going to be competitive for the next 6-7 games, if you like. And then you'll see after that who's in it, who's out of it. And as the weeks go by, a couple of teams drop out because they can't make it. So we've got to work very hard to be in the be in with a shout with 5 or 6 games to go.
The fans are talking about having a yellow card protest on Saturday. You know, bearing in mind you could be 3-0 up or whatever against Avery, I mean, does that help really, that sort of thing?
Well, you'd rather it wasn't that way. you'd rather that, I don't know what the yellow card...
I think it shows a general discontent with where the club is at the moment.
Yeah, no, obviously, but I don't know where the yellow card comes in. But anyway, you know, people have had their opinion for a few weeks and we can't stop them, and you wouldn't want to stop people having their opinions. You know, they're supporters of a football club. But we've just got to do our job. You know, we've got to do our job on the pitch, and that's what we'll do. And, you know, it'd be sad that that's happening around and people feel like that way, but you know, I think people that were at the Farnborough game, from the people that we spoke to, seemed to be quite happy with the effort that went in, and hopefully, whether the yellow cards are there or not, we don't want people to give up just yet on the lads, because it's much better to support them, and you will see a lot more confidence and ability if they're being supported, which by some they are. But, you know, we've had these little protests over the last 2 or 3 weeks. And of course, to answer the question, it doesn't help, but we're not using that as an excuse for us. We've got to do the job, and if we do the job, then we'll see how it pans out.
How difficult has it been for you personally? Because, I mean, you've gone from King Gary, the man who led them out of the National League South, he came within a whisker of taking Torquay into the Football League. Now some of the fans are calling for you to abdicate almost.
Abdicate. Yeah. Well, it's not nice. We've spoke about it for the last few weeks, haven't we? And it's not nice, but you know, what do you do? I've been here a long time now, and you feel that responsibility and you want to turn it around, and that's how I've always coped in football. And obviously you don't get the success without believing and being a stayer, if you like, as far as you believe that you can turn it around. Who's that? Oh, it's a vending machine lady. Sorry, if it was one of the lads, he weren't playing Saturday. So excuse that. More noise when I'm talking on time at work. But it's, we really have got to just, if you've got that in your mind, we'll be coaching like that. To the lads, and then they'll get that in their minds. But we're just trying to keep it bright. We've had a half a decent result, so now we need to, you know, say to them, look, let's work from that and put in a performance like you have, with a little bit more potency, if you like. But don't worry about me. I'm sort of like been there, done it, and seen it through. And sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's a negative, but you've got to do your job while you're in it.
Brilliant. Thank you, Gary.
No problem.
Squad-wise, you've got Kevin Dawson coming back in, Aaron Jarvis,
Jack Stubbs back on the fringes again, Ollie Tomlinson getting fit again. Obviously, you'll be without Acer still, and Tom, who actually still suspended. But how close are you to that team that you had in mind early in the season now?
We're a lot closer, that's for sure. I mean, don't forget the club, you know, that team got more than 2 points per game at the end of last season. And then just unbelievably and unluckily, I know we have to say this, but they're facts, that we haven't been able to play that team since the end of last season. And the club, you know, took a chance and had the belief in that group to do well at this level. Unfortunately, due to the long-term injuries and people that didn't make it, more than half that team haven't played, that played at the end of last season. So it's been a difficult one because you're having to mix and match. You have to bring in people, you have to move out people, you know, all that sort of stuff. And it's been a bit bitty because of not having those players available to us. But as you say, to answer the question, yes, it is coming back as far as those players are concerned. And hopefully they'll all be back early enough to make a challenge.
And you will be missing Tom Lapsley this week?
Yeah.
The suspension there?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you kind of mentioned in your post-match interview, that was almost typical Tom, wasn't he? He wanted to get the game going, he wanted, you know, he's a wholehearted part of the squad, isn't he?
Absolutely, on and off the field. You know, we got some good leaders, but you want them around on match days as well, and he's another one that's had a few injuries over the season. No, you want him in your team. So obviously, if he's not in the team, you've got to find someone else to do the job, and that's what we've been doing. But you know, with a couple of them that are back involved, then hopefully we can, for this one game, you know, cover for Laps because of his suspension. He took a little knock as well, so it might be that he might not have played anyway. So we've been sort of already thinking about who's going to take his place.
I was just going to ask about Will JD, if that's all right. He's scoring goals, but every time I sort of listen on the radio or I watch, he always seems to be in there creating chances, coming close to scoring goals. How important is that to get goals from midfield, someone else contributing to the scoring?
Absolutely. It's very important, and he's done really well for us. I mean, he's ever since, you know, he's been here, and then he got injured, so we didn't have him for a long time, and he had to go back to Plymouth, then he came back again. He's been a very, very good player for us. As a young lad, he took on the responsibilities. He has got goal in him, like you say. His work rate stats on the GPS are unbelievable. He's probably the most athletic, the high speed runs, the distance covered in a game astound us every time, even if it's Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. So he's a real good athlete. And that's what you're going to need. Now we've got him, and he's had a few games now since coming back, and so we should be seeing the best of him right now.
That's, I know they're different players, but a little bit of echoes of Adam Randall, really.
Yeah.
That we've got a boy from Plymouth, and he's flourishing in our environment, which I've got a lot to be pleased about.
Well, you'd like to think so, and to be fair, they do thank us for what we did with you know, their players when we loan them, especially obviously Adam Randall, and you know, they couldn't sell him for a few millions right now. So I know they've played a big part in it, but we played a little part in it as well. I don't know whether we get commission on that. I don't think that counts. But Will's the same, and you know, if we can, we've got clubs that trust us, and come to us and say, have you seen this player that's playing for us? Would you like to give him the experience you've given the others? And if we think they're good enough, I keep looking over there, there's Downsy sitting there. If they're good enough, then yes, of course, we have to turn some down as well. We're not like development club for, you know, these clubs. But if we think it's going to help us, and we've had some great loans that have gone on and done well, and there's a lot of them playing in the league now and in, at their clubs. So it's good when it comes off that we help, they help us and we help them, whether it's Plymouth, Southampton, Bournemouth, you know, the teams that we've, Bristol, that we've used a lot in the past.
So, good chat with Gary this morning. Interesting team news, interesting talking about returning players, but very interesting talking about the planned protest.
Yes.
Let's deal with that first. We believe that the Supporters Trust and some other organisations, including the Talky Talk podcast, are planning a yellow card protest.
Apparently, cards will be handed out outside the ground for people to pick up and take in and show their
dissatisfaction. Let's say.
At the board.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the manager, because Nick Broderick, every time I speak to him, wants to emphasise that this isn't about the manager, it's about the way the club is being run. Mm-hmm. Now, I suppose you could, you know, after...
I don't think you can separate the two at the
moment. It's becoming more blurred as we go. So I think it would be naive for anyone to claim that the protest on Saturday isn't against Gary Johnson as well, because it probably is.
Mm. Or it will be if things aren't going well on the pitch. Yeah. It will become that.
I put the quotes piece that I put on Devon Live and in the... Well, it's on Devon Live. Said it was the Gary Johnson out bandwagon is speeding up, and it is. It's 3 weeks ago. You still had people saying, "I still believe in him." I'm not hearing that anymore.
No, and I think an awful lot hinges on the performance on Saturday, the result on Saturday. Avely are ahead of us now. You know, we don't think we can catch them. A gap is opening, as you say, a gap is opening between us and the other teams chasing the playoffs.
Well, we've got to win 3 games to get back in the playoffs.
Yeah.
No matter what all the other teams above us do.
And we've got more games away than we've got at home.
I mean, if the other teams win, it's more than 3, it's more than 7 points.
Yeah.
Sorry, let me say that again. We've got to win 7 points more than the teams above us to get back into the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a tall order and it starts on Saturday.
Yeah.
And... It's a must-win game. It's a horrible cliche to keep using, but if we don't win on Saturday, then
if we don't win on Saturday, I would expect the board to have a serious think.
Yeah.
Because the pressure is going to be immense on Saturday with the protest.
And, yes, it is. Yeah.
And I know that Gary has always said he won't be going anywhere, and I don't think he will. And the board have always backed him, but at some point, the tension has got to break, hasn't it?
Mm. I think Gary said during the press conference 2 or 3 weeks ago now, we have to start winning football matches.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't.
And we're not.
Let's have a chat about
the
games
won this year.
We played. Oh, no. And that was Dover.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a particularly
no
convincing performance either. The rare breed Meat Company Stadium last
Beautiful.
Saturday.
Yeah, I mean... I didn't mention the match report. I should have done, but I mean, yeah. What a name for a stadium.
Not a place for us veggies to go, Rich.
No, it's not.
I wonder what the catering's like.
Well, I hope it's rare breeds. I mean, otherwise it's misinformation, it isn't it?
Braintree 1, Torquay United 0. A very, very disappointing defeat. Nothing good really came out of that. The highlights reel. On YouTube was pretty grim.
Kevin Dawson coming back was probably the best thing of the day. You know, he's not got, obviously, 90 minutes in him yet because he was hauled off quite early in the second half of the game against Farnborough. But certainly him being around...
He's got to make a difference. Yeah. If he's fit, he's got to make a difference because he is a good,
more vocal,
solid, experienced leader on the pitch.
Yeah.
Which was what we've been lacking. He became the 37th player to pull on a Torquay United shirt this season.
Hugh Dawson?
Yeah.
There's been 38 then. Because Ronnie Nelson...
Oh, yeah. Well, no, Ronnie Nelson already counts because he'd been on the subs bench.
Oh, you do it. You do it. All yeah.
The only two of those 37 who haven't actually played are step forward Charlie Wills and Harvey Coggins.
I'm going to say that I don't think if you don't get on the pitch, you shouldn't be counted in that.
Oh, I'll have to change all my stats now. The sending off of Tom Lapsley was a strange one.
Mm. So, let's go through it all again. Listening to the commentary, it sounded like Lapsley had gone in. Well, we know that Lapsley went in, raided their box to get the ball back quicker than they were dug out.
Technical area.
They were going to give it. So we understand Tom Lapsley. That's a Lapsley thing.
That's Tom.
He'd come off the pitch. He was warming down. That's what happened. At the time, it looked like the referee had given him a yellow card and then a red card.
Yeah.
And there was a bit of confusion because he hadn't been booked, as far as anyone was concerned, on the pitch during the game. Later on, the story changed, and I can't remember where I read it, but I think it was the official site, where it was said that Lapsley was given a straight red.
Yes, for violent conduct
and the yellow was for their coach.
Yeah.
So therefore it was a straight red.
And we all thought it was going to be a three-match ban for violent conduct.
Now, talking after we talked to Gary and Aaron this morning, talking to them afterwards, it turns out that Tom had already been booked when Alfie Pavey was sent off.
Yeah.
Which game was it?
Braintree.
So when Alfie Pavey was sent off early on, we were playing. There's another point about that game, is we were playing against 10 men.
Yeah.
But when he was sent off early on, Tom was also yellow carded during that particular moment. It was a foul on Ross Marshall for arguing with the ref. Now, the referee didn't make that very clear at the time, so no one really saw that yellow card. Then when he was a substitute raiding their dugout, he was shown a second yellow, a red, but it was also a yellow for their member of staff. So it's so confusing. But at the end of the day, it was a second yellow followed by a red. One game. He will only miss one game.
It's a one-game ban. So it's the Avely game.
And of course, what confuses it even more is at our level, there's a 7-day wait before the suspension starts.
That is confusing. Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. So he won't miss the trip to Weymouth. He didn't miss Farnborough. He will miss
Avely, and then he'll be back for Weymouth.
And as we've said many times on this podcast, Torquay play better when Tom Lapsley's in the team.
Well, that used to be the case. He has been playing during this terrible run.
Imagine how we'd be playing without
Tom. Yeah, exactly.
That's probably all we need to say about the Braintree game.
Yeah.
Now, the Farnborough game, you saw on the stream, I was in the Guildhall at Exeter where Judge Jeffries presided over the bloody assizes. I was watching an Exeter City Council meeting.
Lovely.
So I was unable to watch the stream.
Was Judge Jeffries there?
He might well have been.
He might well
the ghost
been.
Of Judge Jeffries would have been there. I've seen the highlights, and the highlights make it look quite a decent game.
It was better. I think I intro'd my match report with, you know, at least they played with some drive and determination. Yeah. But they didn't score a goal. The defence was a lot stronger. He played free at the back, so Ronnie Nelson made his debut alongside Ross Marshall and
Austin Booth
in a back three, which is a back three is what Gary was playing during the successful times of this season.
Yeah, and so we had Arkell, Jude Boyd, and Dean Moxey as wing backs.
Wide
midfield or whatever. Yeah.
Interesting formation worked, I think. The strikers did well. They got up there and got themselves some chances. None of those clear cut chances fell to Jarvis, unfortunately.
No.
It's just one of those times when they fell to people who should have done better. Now McGavin was unlucky with a volley.
Yes, I saw that one.
Dwayne Afuriachi and Ponk should have scored with a very, very, very late header, which would have given us a 1-0
win. Austin Booth nearly got an absolute screamer
as well,
didn't
he? Austin Booth nearly scored a screamer. Will Jenkins Davies had one that didn't work. So we should have won it.
At least we had some shots.
Scoring goals has not necessarily been the problem. It's been defending in this bad run. Suddenly it swapped around and we didn't score any goals.
We haven't scored for over 3 hours, have we?
Is that
we're
right?
We've got two games where we haven't scored.
Yeah.
We'll need plenty on Saturday.
Yeah.
So the plus points, Kevin Dawson starting at Farnborough.
Yeah.
Aaron Jarvis starting.
Yeah.
Jack Stobbs on the bench coming on.
He looked all right when he came on. Yeah. I think you wanted him to try and go around a few people and it didn't quite happen. But he did put in a couple of good crosses that no one was there for. But you want Jack Stobbs on your team.
You do. It does make you wonder, the hamstring injury that he pulled up within the Weymouth game, I think it was, maybe he just pulled up at the right time, because he hasn't been out for all that long for a hamstring injury.
Well, it was a lot better than they thought it was going to be. They thought it might be out for the season at one point.
But. So perhaps being an athlete, he knew when the right time was that it's gone.
Yeah.
I just need to get off the pitch now. Ronnie Nelson looked decent. He's 6'5". Is he a giant? Is he
giant amongst men?
looked
decent. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, and of course we've got Ollie Tomlinson to come back into that defence as well.
Apparently he'll be ready for next week.
So you've got
Saturday.
Marshall, Moxie, Nelson, Tomlinson.
You've got quite a lot of defenders available all
Arkell,
of a sudden.
Duke,
when we've, when at times we've had four to fit into those four places.
And we've had to throw Callum Thomas in.
Yeah.
I mean, Callum Thomas is a good player, don't get me wrong, but Callum Thomas maybe didn't quite have the experience needed to, you know, to sustain a long run.
Especially
in that
St Albans game, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're beginning to get to the point where, as we hinted at in the press conference, Gary is getting towards
that
team.
He's got two players out injured at the moment, and that is Finney Krask, who is a little way away, and Ollie Tomlinson, who could be back on Saturday. So we could...
Asa Hall.
Asa Hall, of course.
But, we could have a pretty strong team. We're getting what I was trying to get at in the press conferences when Gary was sitting on the beach in Marbella or wherever he was in the summer and he scribbled his team down on the back of a beer mat or whatever.
Yeah.
He's getting pretty close to that team now.
Well, he said in the interview today, didn't he, He's always at pains that he doesn't want to sound like he's making excuses because it's a poor run and it's a poor run and you can't defend that. But the team that he was saying, that the team that he had at the end of last season that went on that run that almost saved them from relegation is the team that he wanted to play this season.
Yeah.
And he's rarely been able to play that. Well, he hasn't had Dawson until now.
No.
A lot of the times he's been missing Asa Hall, been missing Tom Lapsley, been missing, you know, Jack Stobbs. All of those players were key parts of that team, have all been missing, and he's never really been able to play that team. Now, for the first time this Saturday, he might be able to play a close approximation of that team. The Nico Lawrence was a defender in that team, so he isn't there. So,
The other key ingredient to that team that's missing is Frank Nublé. Frank scored a couple of decent goals, but the work that he got
and his physical presence up there.
Yeah. Now, Dwayne Ofori-Achampong is that kind of player.
Yeah, he didn't have a great game.
He's not quite a Frank Nublé.
He didn't have a great game on Saturday, Tuesday night, and he did miss a terrible header at the end.
Yeah, but, I mean,
you wanted
see
that header to fall to Jarvis.
But maybe it will. Saturday, you know, you've got to go.
Let's not forget, Jarvis played 90 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And Dawson didn't, you say? Yeah. Dawson
came off early in the second half. I think it was literally just, he's getting back to, you wouldn't be playing Kevin Dawson now if you didn't need to.
No. And I think Gary's comment after the game, suddenly we look a bit more like ourselves.
Mm.
We're clutching at straws here, we're the glass half full, but that's, you kind of think, well... Gary did say some weeks ago, judge us when we've got our full team back together again. Now, I think, is the time when we
need
to...
Now is judgment day.
This is it. Yeah, this is judgment
this
day.
This is it.
You're going to call this podcast Judgment Day?
Yeah, I am. I struggled for names for the last two, so thankfully this week you've just given me one.
Well, that's a fair comment as well. Yeah. He says, judge us when we've got all our players back.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Avely standing our way.
Avely, of course, aren't an easy side. So
Avely who?
Yeah.
As you said,
don't remind me of that. Avely who?
We played them on September 2nd, beat them 2-1, No, we didn't. We lost 2-1.
We lost 2-1
there.
Yeah.
Brad Ash got the goal up there. They're currently ninth on 52 points. We're 11th on 46.
Yeah.
So, like you say, the gap is opening slightly.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to win some games before we even get into the playoffs.
We do.
If we don't get into the playoffs, it's going to be an absolutely disastrous season. Yeah. I didn't think that we would be at this point where we were considering not getting in the playoffs.
No.
And also, where Gary Johnson twice now has used the term, it's not impossible for us to get back into the playoffs. Yeah.
Significant,
that,
isn't
that
it?
That is a change of tune from him.
Because I got quite complacent. I was thinking, we'll finish second or third. I wasn't expecting us from quite early on in the season to beat Yeovil, who incidentally have now won our little South West Mini League.
29 points ahead of us.
Yeah, I know. But I thought we'd be second or third.
When we went up last time we were in this division, we lost four games. We've lost 14.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Yeah.
It's oh God, it's been awful. But there we go. Gary
said quite a few times earlier in the season that this division is tougher than the one that they won in what year was it? 2017. Was
yeah.
It?
18.
I'm not convinced.
Oh, 19. Yeah. No, you think it's still.
I think our players are worse. I don't think it's a division that's better. I think it's us that are worse.
If you look at the team that we had with Jamie Reid, Rory Keating in it, Ben Winter, I'm just trying to... Ben Gehring? No,
yeah,
it wasn't. But yes, I think it probably was man for man, pound for pound, a better team.
Ben Gehring was playing for Woking, wasn't he?
Yes, he was,
that season.
Yeah.
I think pound for pound, man to man, it was a better team.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to look at what the... I'm going to pick a team from that season and try and find a similar team.
Yeah.
And see what the two teams were.
I think you're probably right. There's one player who may well be playing for Avely, but they do have a pretty high turnover in their squad. Well, a couple of interesting players. They've got a lad called Frankie Terry, who is John's nephew. I looked him up.
Is
he? Not son of John, he's nephew of John. And they've got Chris Regis.
Have they?
Who we had. We signed him, well, Gary Howard signed him. at the beginning of the National League South season. He'd been at Port Vale.
Right.
He'd kind of fallen out of favour with the manager at Port Vale.
Yeah. I've got that frog in my throat again.
You have, haven't you? I think that's got it. He only played 9 games for us up until November. He scored 1 goal in the 7-0 FA Cup.
He threatened to be a superstar and ended up being a bit of a damp squib.
He was.
Yeah.
He never quite delivered, did he?
No.
Yeah, he's got all the physical attributes. He's a big lad, strong, fast, but didn't do it for us.
Bit of a handful off the pitch, I heard it as well. You get the feeling. I didn't hear, sorry. You get the feeling.
When Gary came in, he said quite early on that he was going to have to clear some players out
and he was
to bring
one of the
some
first.
Players in.
Yeah.
And Chris Regis was one of the first to go.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if he does turn out for Avely on Saturday, what kind of performance he puts up. But there you go. Their last 6 games, Torquay's last 6 games, 1 none, drawn 1, lost 5. Avely 1-3, drawn 2, lost 1.
Yeah.
It's going to be
make
tough.
Of that what you will, form readers.
I mean, they are part-timers. They will be, as we speak today, they'll be teaching or accounting or whatever part-time footballers
do. Zookeeping.
Indeed. Who knows what they do? We ought to try and find out.
Upholstering.
And that will lead to an assumption amongst Torquay fans that we ought to hammer them.
Yeah, and then that's been the assumption all season. Well, that's not necessarily
the case. It doesn't work.
No.
It just doesn't work that way. Even if we win, we'll still be 11th after Saturday because there's a 4-point gap to Slough in 10th now. So again, third or fourth time you've mentioned it, the gaps are opening. We need to close them and we need to close them now.
Yeah. Let's talk for a minute about Thursday night games.
Yes.
I think we're going to have one.
I think we're bound to have one.
Well, I think we're going to have one against either...
I know what you're going to say, Truro or Taunton.
Which then won't happen.
Well, if you look at the weather outside...
So Saturday, there was one postponement in the... was it Tuesday night?
It was Taunton Maidstone, wasn't it?
Yeah. Tuesday night? I can't remember. But the last time we played... Last time they were supposed to play at home... It was again postponed.
And either
this can't continue. They've got so many games.
Yeah, because they're ground sharing.
Yeah.
One or other of them is meant to be at home on Saturday.
Yeah,
And not with this weather, it's not going to happen. So there's another postponement.
Yeah.
I assume that'll be another postponement.
Yeah, it's nuts.
We're already having to play the away game against Truro on April the 9th.
So that's April the 9th.
Is it? We haven't yet managed to rearrange the away game against Taunton.
Yeah, which is now possibly, I think, going to be a Thursday. They're going to be playing Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, more or less.
Yeah.
That ground is going to be playing Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday. Well, it can't even play Saturday at the moment, so it's going to be a mess.
They're going to have... Well, is there a mechanism where they can forfeit home advantage in some games?
I don't know. I don't know what... Come I don't play know what here instead. The National League agreed to this ground share.
Yeah. Can they go and play? We talked about it last week. Can they go and play behind closed doors? I mean,
what happens if we get to the end of the season and they haven't been able to fit all these games in?
It plays havoc with the rest of the league. They have to get the games in, and there's a deadline for getting them in.
Yeah. Will they actually end up having to play them on all-weather pitches somewhere away from Taunton?
That would be your first thought, wouldn't it? Go and find a decent all-weather pitch. If necessary, play behind closed doors. And get your fixtures.
Yeah.
I mean, where the nearest decent all-weather pitch is to Taunton, I don't know whether Taunton School has got one.
I'm trying to think of any around there. I mean, there obviously will be decent ones around there, but there's none that I can think of immediately that are at clubs.
So, yeah, scary. So the Taunton away fixture for us remains unfixed. I imagine the secretaries of both clubs are conversing on an almost daily basis.
I bet they are. Yeah.
About that. We have 13 games left now, 6 at home and 7 away.
Yeah. It's not Gary gave us one extra in the interview after the game on Tuesday night. He said we've still got 14 games left.
It was one of those moments
when I actually thought, well, that's wrong. And when I wrote up the interview for the piece I put on Devon Live, it was one of those days where one of those moments when you think, do I just correct him?
Yeah.
But then I can't really just correct him, so I had to put the old square bracket sick afterwards.
Yeah.
We've got plenty
of games left as long as we win on Judgment Day on Saturday.
There we go. Don't build it up any more than it needs.
I was going to say, as if it needed building up any more than it already is. With the protest, with all the players returning, with the possibility of the crowd being restless.
I wonder how many wags are going to turn up with red cards.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that. Perhaps that's the next stage of the protest. Yeah. If the yellow cards don't work, they move on to red ones. A few little bits of housekeeping, a few little notes about former players. Darren Moore's managing at Port Vale.
Given a 4.5-year contract.
Do you think they'll honour
that? No wonder he took that job. Will that honour stability for you, isn't it? Or a big payout?
We've got loads of links with Port Vale. It's good to see Darren managing.
Yeah.
He's such a popular guy with fans and
football clubs everywhere. He's had a couple of short-term jobs.
I wonder what you're going to say then. Yes, he's not been treated well on a couple of occasions.
Yeah.
But good to see him back in management. We think back to Clint Bolton and John Rudge. And
well, he was only out of management for about 7 days. He'd been sacked by Huddersfield.
So. He will get work, won't he, Darren? He'll get
work. He's got work now. I'd like guaranteed 4.5-year contract, please.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Nathan Smith, of course, it was his 330th game.
What a one-man club
smudger
he has become after his little loan spell from them to us.
And he scored in their 3-2 defeat at Cheltenham last week. Thank you, Julian, for keeping an eye on all these things for us. Good player. Player of the year on the strength of quite a short loan spell here.
Yeah.
He was just absolute quality, wasn't he? And a really nice lad as well.
Surprised he's not moved from there and gone up higher, to be honest.
But he is, as you say, he's kind of a one-club man now, isn't he? They'll put a statue.
Did I say one-man club? I might have done. Yeah.
Billy Waters has gone from Wrexham to Doncaster on loan, taking his karaoke skills with him.
I think he was at Doncaster before. I might be wrong, but I think he might have been.
Did he go to Halifax or Barrow or somewhere?
I think it was before that. Maybe
it was a long way north. Stephen Wern scored twice for MK Dons in a 2-1 win at Swindon.
Great player.
Clyde Lolos scored for Crawley in a 2-0 win over Forest Green Rovers.
Enigma that is Clyde Lolos.
He was mysterious though, wasn't he? Because you spoke to the Argyle manager at the time. And he said,
I hope we're not making a mistake by letting him go. Yeah. It and could come up and Argyle, come back and bite us, Ryan Lowe.
Argyle were flying high in League One at the time, and they thought they really had a player then in Clyde. Yeah. He came to us, he was all right, he looked kind of okay, and he scored a goal, and then it just wasn't working for him. And now he's playing back in the Football League.
Good on him.
And scoring goals. So
good on him.
Good for him. So I think we've probably taken up plenty of your time.
I do.
It's going to be an interesting game on Saturday. The protest will be interesting to see how many people actually do it.
I might bring a blue card.
Are you going to send them all to the sin bin?
Send them all to the sin bin.
But if we score two goals in the first 10 minutes, does that take the steam out of the protest, or does it not?
A win won't help those matters, I don't think. You know, I mean, obviously, a good performance in front of that crowd with drive, determination, passion, and a win would be brilliant, and they would be applauded off the pitch. But the cards will still be hanging around.
Interesting day to come. Of course, if you buy a 50-50 ticket, you could just wave that.
It's yellow.
There you go. Of course. So, and you'll be keeping the 50-50 guys busy as well at the same time. And well, there you go. But enjoy the game Saturday.
The problem is every time Tust and other voices are concerned about things, the communication from the club is terrible.
It is.
It's terrible.
It is. Do you feel, I mean, we're going on beyond our welcome here, but do you think the club could have nipped this in the bud?
Yeah.
By...
I said in my column this week, everyone could have just sat around a big old table and thrashed it out.
Yeah.
But they won't do that, and that's the club won't do that.
No.
No matter how many answers they give in a fans forum where you can't fire a question back in a reaction to an answer, or promises of a fans initiative, you know, steering group.
Yeah.
Which we haven't seen yet.
No. Wouldn't take much to set it up. No. All the would-be members of the fans steering group are easily identifiable, easily contactable, and would make themselves available.
Yeah. I mean, there have been applications to go on it, and I understand there's been about 40 applications. Mm. Maybe that's the kind of thing that the club will announce on Friday.
Before the game.
To try and take the sting out of any kind of, oh, look, we are doing something.
Watch out for something like that.
Yeah.
But when, I mean, if you're at Playmore on Saturday and you look around and the atmosphere isn't great and the yellow cards are waving, just remember this didn't have to happen.
No, it didn't have to happen. But also remember, try and drive the players on rather than make any kind of protest lose them confidence on the pitch.
It's difficult, isn't it? Difficult balancing.
It's a balance.
Let's see what happens. Enjoy the game Saturday. Come and have a chat with us. We're on opposite sides of the ground now, so you can see Richard in Bristow's bench, and you can come and buttonhole me on the pop side if you so wish. We'll be back.
Don't come and talk to me. I'm a grumpy old sod.
We'll be back with more, and hopefully with some points in the bag next week. Because, of course, the Truro game, which should have been next Tuesday, is off.
It's off, so there's another gap. Yep.
Indeed.
Can I steal these Hot Wheels?
You can't steal my Hot Wheels.
Guy's got two Hot Wheels. He's got a Fiat and an Audi Quattro. And with that...
Come on, you yellows. Chaos reigns.
Come on, you yellows. Flying high below the Wembley Archway sky today. Come on, you yellows. Full of pride, buckle up.